Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And this Saturday in Riverview Theater, the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra will present works by two of the great romantic German masters, Richard Wagner and Richard Strauss. And joining them on stage this Saturday will be Weidman Piano Competition gold medalist Asia Korpanova, along with soprano and centenary alumna Twyla Robinson. They present a program featuring Wagner's Prelude and Liebestod from Tristan und Isolde, as well as three works by Richard Strauss, his four last songs, his tome poem Don Juan, and his burlesque for piano and orchestra. And joining me today in our Knoll Foundation studios here at Red River Radio are Asia Korpanova, along with Dr. Lester Sennett-Wilson, the executive director of the Weidman International Piano Competition. Asia and Lester, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk, I guess, first this morning about you were born into a Russian musical family, and so surrounded by music from an early age. You did your first piano recital, solo recital, at the age of 8?
Yes.
What did you play on that? I'm just curious.
I did play Mozart Sonata, as I remember, and I played a couple of Tchaikovsky pieces. And I did also a smaller Chopin works as mazurkas and impromptus. And also I was playing some Liszt transcriptions of Schubert songs.
Okay. And shortly after that, you performed the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 8?
So yeah.
What orchestra were you with that?
I was with the orchestra of my hometown.
Okay. And where is that at?
It's called Ijevsk.
Okay. It's near where Tchaikovsky was born and raised.
Yes.
So that part of Russia. So, now you come into this and you've been literally on like a stellar trajectory since that early age. I mean, the list of prizes and awards and commendations that you've received have been quite astounding. You actually won the Rubinstein International Piano Competition in Paris, and recently you won our very own Weidman International Piano Competition. So, and now you're here on stage with the Shreveport Symphony. I was looking over your bio and looking at your some of the people that you've studied with, and you had a chance to study with Menachem Pressler.
Yes.
And how long did you study with him?
I met him for the master class.
Okay.
So. That was very memorable and very important for me, and that happened in England.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very special meeting for me because he said a lot of things to me which really opened me in many ways.
So now you're also, besides piano, you're interested in graphic artistry and poetry, and you've had a number of projects where you are releasing collaborative things, sort of illustrating the music through your graphic artistry and bringing your poetry into this. Can you tell us about some of these projects?
You know, I was drawing and I was trying to write poetry since I was a little child. And I was doing that for a while, and after a while I thought, why don't I do these things around one theme, and so they would, you know, like join each other and, you know, enrich each other. And at that point, when I thought that, I was working on the cycle of 12 transcendental etudes of Franz Liszt, and these sort of tone poems for piano, and I thought that would be marvelous to write something about that or draw some, you know, impressions about that. So I started to do that, and it took me, honestly, like a couple of years to get it completely done. But I think that represents me better because, I mean, I have brought everything, every my thought there as a performer, as an artist. And I think the audience likes it because, you know, it's unusual at the same time. It's unusual in a way that, you know, people sometimes put some images to the concerts, but it's like images of different artists, and I'm doing that on my own, so I think that's probably good.
And you've actually released a CD package with this material.
Yeah.
So how can folks find that? Is that available like on Amazon or any of those?
You know, this project was issued back in Russia, and I think it would take me a while to maybe reissue it here or something like that.
Okay. Now, coming up to this weekend's program, you're going to be taking on a piece that doesn't necessarily get enough exposure, and that's the Strauss Burlesque. Can you talk a little bit about, one, that piece and how you are going to be approaching that piece, and talk a little bit about how you approach Strauss in general?
You know, I always felt sad about this piece, in terms that this piece for some reason is not that played that much as some other bigger pieces of that period. And I think this is a shame, because at certain point this piece got a legend that it's tremendously hard and it's not good for women, and then some another, you know, anecdotes about that. But at the same time, this is just, it's like a true candy. This piece features everything which you may enjoy: the lyrical part, the humor part, the powerful part, and all of that comes in such neat package, which lasts only like 19-20 minutes, and it just blows you away and goes, you know, and goes by. And I think it's very enjoyable. I was having literally amazing time playing that on stage before, and I'm looking forward to play with Schiffbruch Symphony and Michael Buttermann. And you know, some things really deserve to be heard more, and this is exactly about this piece.
And there's a lot of almost like parody of earlier romantic composers within this piece. There's some references to Liszt and folks like that, and it's almost as if he's kind of poking a little bit of fun at sort of maybe the over exuberance of these composers and their compositional style.
I agree, but I would never say that it sounds like a parody. Mm-hmm. It's like a very good humor, and it comes very natural and with very, very good taste. So it's a fun piece, but it's like good fun.
Yeah. And this, as I understand it, was a piece that Strauss actually tried to perform and conduct at the same time.
Yeah, that was something very interesting. But knowing this piece, you know, inside out, I would say that probably was a dreadful experience.
Is that because of the various intricate rhythmic devices?
Yeah, the rhythmic part is sometimes gets very tricky, and some phrases are like broken between piano and orchestra, and it's really hard to catch up with the orchestra, even if you have a conductor, you know, to follow. And if you try to conduct and perform at the same time, well, probably we would have to play like twice slower, and the piece would take 40 minutes long.
Well, then you get your spotlight time. So.
Yes.
Now, you are last year's Weidman Piano Competition winner, and
yes.
We have with us Lester to talk about, because that's just right around the corner, the Weidman Piano Competition.
It is.
And you've got people, I presume, applying from all over the world for this.
We do. It's quite an amazing group of young people that are coming in. I mean, we have 44 contestants, and they're from 24 of the best music schools and conservatories in the countries. And they're, you know, we have a lot. We have some Americans, and we have, of course, a lot of Oriental, some Chinese and Japanese and Korean. But this year we have also from Germany and Macedonia and Indonesia, Moldova, Russia, Taiwan, Thailand, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. And for me, it's always very exciting to get a group of people like this and to see what's going on in the world of piano. But when you get that many people together, it's a wonderful opportunity to see the kind of teaching and see the kind of talent and to meet somebody like Asia. That's just been, what a wonderful year we've had, having her as our gold medalist. So we're getting ready on December 6th, 7th, and 8th over at Centenary College, Hurley School of Music. They're wonderful hosts for the competition. So we hope a lot of you listeners out there will come and cheer the contestants on. They play for 15 minutes on Friday and Saturday, and then 6 or 8 are chosen, depending upon the judges, to play in the finals, the whole concerto, on Sunday afternoon. So we need you to come root for them.
And help out the next generation of great piano artists get a start in their career. So.
Absolutely.
And Asia and Lester, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, what a treat for us. Thanks so much for asking.
That was pianist Asia Korapanova, along with Dr. Lester Sennett-Wilson, the executive director of the Weidman International Piano Competition. And they joined me in our Noel Foundation studios this morning to talk about this Saturday's performance by the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra of a program featuring Wagner's Prelude and Liebestod from Tristan und Isolde, as well as three works by Richard Strauss, his four last songs, his tome poem Don Juan, and his burlesque for piano and orchestra. Asia Korapanova will be the featured pianist in the burlesque by Strauss, and soprano and centenary alumna Twyla Robinson will be featured in the four last songs by Strauss. If you'd like more information, you can contact the Shreveport Symphony online at shreveportsymphony.com, or you can call 318-227-TUNE. That's 318-227-8863. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.